Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by Beth Townsend, the Director of Iowa Workforce Development. Beth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Shaquan. I'm thrilled to be here to share with you what we've been doing in Perry.
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all, for everything that you're doing here. You know, after the announcement of Tyson Foods shutting down their Perry pork plant at the end of June. And so I know this was kind of obviously a shock to the community and many workers at Tyson. But, you know, the response has seemed to be pretty well. And I know, you know, for the Iowa Workforce Development, you guys have what's known as a rapid response team. And actually, you had a mobile workforce center here in Perry last week. So talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So we do have a brand new mobile unit that we purchased in 2022 and took delivery just about a month ago. And we envisioned that we would use it for situations just like this, where you have a sudden and large layoff and we can bring it directly to the employer's facility or community, whatever it may be, and then serve people like we would in one of our American Job Centers around the state. We can do it right there in the mobile unit. Tyson was gracious enough to allow us to come on to their property. So we set up on Monday and Tuesday afternoon. We saw several hundred people. Over the course of the 2 days, we had staff in the mobile unit. We had staff in another office inside the facility. And then we also had staff who are in the cafeteria meeting, just answering questions.
Yeah, so I'm sure, you know, there is kind of a lot going on there and kind of maybe, you know, a lot of mixed emotions. I think it's been, you know, good and kind of calming that we've had the helps of you working with, you know, the city of Perry and the Perry Chamber. And I know you mentioned, obviously, dealing with a large layoff like that with Tyson. What are maybe some of the challenges about that? Just kind of what you've seen in the past, things that you've learned.
One of the challenges is that, of course, Tyson is not closing until the end of June. And so they still, of course, want to maintain their workforce as much as they can so they will be able to stay open as long as they had planned to. And, of course, their workers are anxious and they want to know that they are going to find another job past June. And so it's kind of a fine line to walk to make sure that people are aware of the opportunities and have the ability to apply for and find new jobs. And on the one hand, and on the other hand, I know that Tyson is very much interested in trying to keep as much workforce as they can, at least while they go through their shutdown process.
And speaking here with Beth Townsend, the Director of Iowa Workforce Development. Now, I speak with the Perry Chamber of Commerce, Lindsay Pasuti, every week. And, you know, something that she was talking about with upcoming job fair is just that so many businesses kind of across the state have reached out and offered to be there and promote their services. And what I kind of heard, and I guess I kind of already knew this, that there seems to be a lot of businesses that are there looking for work. Now, is that something that, in your opinion, do we see a spike like after COVID, or was this something that has like always been a thing just with kind of workforce shortage and everything?
Well, in Iowa, we've generally always had more jobs than we've had people to fill them. And that was certainly true after the pandemic when we had roughly 80,000 open jobs in the state as people were returning back to work after the pandemic. And that was probably in 2021. Today, we have a little over 59,000 open jobs in the state on our iowaworks.gov job board. So we have seen a decrease in the number of jobs, but I think that's because we've seen people coming back into the workforce. We know there's probably 12,000 jobs of all variety in the Dallas and Polk County area. We know that there are 6,300 jobs approximately in advanced manufacturing throughout the state. There's a little over 800 job openings in advanced manufacturing just in the Polk County, Dallas County area. So helping people find jobs so that would allow them to remain in the Perry community will be our focus. And connecting them with local employers is where we will try to help people find those jobs. I'm sure the employers that are coming to the job fair are probably from the local area as well, and probably some in the food manufacturing arena that may not be local, but are always in need of workers, want to come and talk to the staff and just tell them about what opportunities are available at their facilities.
Real quick, can you kind of just, I guess, give a little background? You know, I'm sure it's kind of straightforward, but what exactly is the role of Iowa Workforce Development?
So our rapid response team meets with the employer, and then we meet with all of the employees in scheduled worker information meetings. We provide information about our services that are available to help workers find new jobs, whether that's completing a resume, filling out job applications, teaching them how to search for open jobs on iowaworks.gov, helping them with interview sessions. We will be putting together career fairs. And then obviously we'll also be helping them file for unemployment when the time comes. And then we work with the employer to answer any questions that they may have. Tyson's been very good and very helpful to us, make resources available to us in terms of providing locations for us to set up the union or set up the transition office. They've been very easy to work with, and we're very appreciative of that. We work with both sides, and then we coordinate with employers around the area. We've also had nonprofit organizations reach out and wanted to assist and help individuals in the Perry community. So it's been a very robust response to this, you know, really difficult news for the local area.
Absolutely. And again, you know, just thank you and the entire workforce development for everything that you do and kind of just being on top of the ball with the announcement. Like you said, I know it's still not happening for a few months, but kind of just trying to get ahead of the game and doing the best that we can. And we know, yeah, there's going to be a shift and there might be, you know, some people that have to end up leaving the area, but trying to stay on top of it as best we can is all we can do. And like I said, thank you for all your work and just pairing up with the city of Perry and the Perry Chamber. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Shaquan. This is what we do. We're actually very good at it. And so if you know someone who's affected by this layoff, please come and see us. We're happy to help. And we want to help make this transition as smooth as we can for everyone concerned.
Well, actually, before we go, what is the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, there are a number of ways. We will be opening a transition office at the plant facility. I believe the office will be open later this week. And so we'll be on site two or three days a week. And then also you can go on iowaworks.gov. We have a very robust job bank site. You can also come by to see us in any of our American Job Centers. We will obviously bring the mobile unit back as needed, although with the transition office, we may not need to bring it back to the facility, but it's available for the community to use as well. And so a number of ways we're easy to find. Quick Google search and you'll find the Iowa Works website if you're not great on the internet. Give us a call, stop by. We take walk-ins all day long, so we're happy to help. And we have offices around the state.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Well, no, you're fine.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us. That is the director of the Iowa Workforce Development, Beth Townsend, here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you, Shaquan. I appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Let's Talk Dallas County program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.